Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. I often hear preachers assert how we can't change society through mere legislation. They make that assertion very strongly, and I often wonder who it is they are talking to. Typically, a preacher will condemn those who are involved with civil government and politics for taking a top-down approach to morality. But knowing literally hundreds of people who are involved with politics, and knowing many more who are involved with law, I can't say I know one Christian who is actually involved with civil government and politics who is trying to force Christianity on society. And I know not one person involved with the Tea Party who thinks that we can change things in America for the better just by changing who is in office. So my challenge to preachers is this. If you know of a Christian who is actually trying to change society from the top down, go to that person. If they need to be called out from the pulpit, name that person. That latter command I make comfortably, because I don't think you actually know somebody in civil government and politics who is taking a top-down approach to forcing Christianity on America. You can't even pin that on theonomy followers or Reformed followers, since the leaders of those movements have come out against such an idea. I can provide you evidence if you wish, but you won't ask for it. The reason why is that a straw man is so much easier to destroy than is someone who can actually rebut your superficial condemnation of top-down politics, which by and large doesn't exist in the Christian community. And I know I am critical of certain groups who are involved with civil government and politics, but it isn't because of their involvement with civil government and politics. It is because they actually think they can change things for the better by presenting a conservative political opinion, all the while millions of young people are being taught otherwise in a civil government school system that teaching conservatism and Christianity is wrong. You must promote civil government school system abolition. There is no better way to promote bottom-up evangelism. That's why I promote it. And I'm Kevin R. Novak doing so through DeconstructingTheColiseum.com.